Hello, and welcome to the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast, powered by Jetro and Associates. Get ready for another action-packed episode from our team that will help you save time, taxes, and keep more money in your pocket.
Hello, and welcome back. I am your host, Mike Jezoshek, and I'm a CPA and founder over at Jetro, which is an innovative accounting firm servicing small business owners across the country. Now, in today's episode, we're going to be doing something a little bit different. I'm going to be talking about an article that I read titled Habits versus Goals, a look at the benefits of a systematic approach to life. And I'm also going to attach a link to this article in the show notes, so I definitely recommend you go into the show notes to check out that article and read it yourself. And the reason I'm discussing this on today's episode is because as a small business owner myself, I thought it was extremely valuable and something I could put in practice in my day-to-day, so I thought it would be helpful to you as well. Definitely, again, take a couple minutes to read that article, but here's a little bit of a summary of what was discussed. First, one thing to consider and one thing to know is that everyone has goals. Whether those goals are big or small, everyone has goals. And they are things that we want to achieve within a certain time frame. For some, that might be, I want to have a net worth of X amount of dollars in 10 years. For others, that may be, I want to lose 20 pounds in the next 90 days. Now, flip that around in habits. Habits are algorithms that are operating in the background and absolutely powering our lives. Good habits help us reach our goals more effectively and efficiently, and bad ones make things harder to complete or may even prevent our success entirely. Habits are behaviors that we do automatically. So let's look at an example. Let's say that we want to learn a new language. A goal would be a decision to be fluent in that new language in 6 months. A habit would be a commitment to 30 days of practice each day. Or let's just say we wanted to read more books. A goal could be to read 25 books in the next 6 months. And a habit would be to carry a book with us everywhere we go for situations that when we have downtime, we can be reading a book. So most people want to make a change in their life so that they can immediately think to have a goal set that's going to make that change. So you might think, my business is a disaster or my business isn't growing quick enough. I'm going to make a goal to double our revenue in the next 6 months. And that's what people do. They set goals. But the problem with goals is that they have an endpoint. This is why so many people revert back to the old way of doing things after reaching a goal. Goals also rely on factors that we don't always have control over. So we could make a goal to run 5 miles a week, but an injury could pop up that stops us from being able to complete that goal immediately. Goals also rely on willpower and self-discipline and can also make us complacent or reckless. So have you ever set an unrealistic goal? People may go to unethical behavior just to hit an unrealistic goal. Let's say that goal was to double your revenue and you were getting down to the end point and that revenue wasn't anywhere near double. Some people might make a decision to do something reckless, make some unethical behavior just to hit that goal. Or they may do the opposite. They may slide into depression, thinking that they are a failure because the goal was not met. Another example is, let's just say your goal is way low. You want to make $100 more in revenue next year. That might be something that's very easy to make, and you start to be complacent. You're just hitting your goals. So let's kind of look at that and turn around. And again, I'll reiterate this at the end. Goals are not a bad thing. Goals are great. But there's this idea of a habit that we can implement with a goal, and they're going to be much easier to attain. So let's take a turn and look at habits. Once formed, habits are things that simply operate automatically and can help make sometimes difficult tasks rather easy. And the purpose around having solid habits is to ensure that we reach our goals in incremental steps. So it's a combination of habits with goals. It's not one or the other. And you also have to realize what a habit is versus what a goal is. They are not the same thing. And so when you implement habits or create a habit, it can mean that we can actually overshoot our goal. So let's say we had that goal of reading 25 books in 6 months, and we created a habit to read 10 pages per day. Whether it's in the morning, the night, whatever your best time is, but let's say you just have a habit to read 10 pages per day every night. Even on the busiest and most stressful days, reading 10 pages can be done no problem. But on some days, we're feeling more energetic or we're getting into a good part of a book and we go to 150 pages that day. As a result of this, we're still doing the 10 pages per day, but some days we do much more. And as a result of this, we hit our goal in much less time. Yet that goal of 25 books in 6 months was probably very intimidating by itself at first. So again, it's taking that idea, that goal, and breaking it down into incremental ways that we can accomplish it. Habits are easy to complete. Once we develop a habit, we actually change to make the behavior easy, make it easy to complete. And they say after about 30 days of practice, enacting a habit becomes easier than not doing so. So the habits are actually easier than not doing them. And our lives are structured around habits. And you may just not realize it, but there are things that you do on a regular basis simply because it's habit. Maybe you wake up and turn on the TV and look at the weather. That's a habit. Habits typically stick around for life. Habits can be as small as necessary, again, with the idea of making them easy to complete. So in conclusion, I thought that this article was a great read and an interesting way to look at things. Instead of creating these massive, massive goals and then stopping there and not going any deeper, think of ways that you can work habits into your life to make those goals easily attainable, if not even double those goals. And again, I'm going to provide a link to the article in the show notes, but the idea behind this is use habits to help you attain goals and use habits to change your life positively. And those habits don't have to be anything crazy. Habits are things that you just do automatically in your everyday life. I hope this was helpful for you. And I want to just thank you for tuning into another episode. If you enjoy these weekly episodes, please leave a review on whatever platform you listen to us on. And if there's a topic that you want us to touch on, shoot me an email. Thanks again, and I will see you next week. Now, one last thing before I go. Don't forget to check out our podcast website at www.taxsavingspodcast.com. That's taxsavingspodcast.com. This is a great resource to go and check out our most recent episodes, as well as find extra items if you want to take what we discuss here and dive deeper. Again, also join our Facebook group where we share tons of value and you have the opportunity to bring situations you are faced with to the table, and we'll help you out in that Facebook group, and other business owners will support you as well. You can join by simply searching in Facebook for the Small Business Tax Secrets group. Again, it's a Facebook group called Small Business Tax Secrets, and there should be a group that pops up that you can join.
This has been another episode of the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast from the team at Jetro & Associates. If you have any questions, feel free to email them, tax@jetrotax.com. We have packages for small business owners starting at just $75 a month. If you enjoyed our podcast, please take the time out to give us a 5-star review in iTunes or wherever you listen. This helps us to bring you useful tips to help you grow your small business. Thanks for listening and have a great day.